The schedule's now here. How energized by it are you?
Anytime the schedule comes out every year, it creates an air of excitement in your organization, your coaching staff, your players who are going to be here on Monday. You know, I know they're excited about it. We have some goals to accomplish before the schedule, but when that schedule comes out and you look at your opponents, it's very exciting.
Yeah, you got the big story is probably five primetime games you're going to play in 2016. What's that do as far as how you plan, how you prepare, both mentally and, you know, game-wise?
Well, I think these primetime games show us a couple things. Number one is that we've won the last couple of years here, and I think that's good. And playing on primetime is somewhat of a reward for winning. I think the other thing is that you see it as it relates to your players, how excited they're going to be for those games. For us as coaches, it's every game's important. But I know that when you're playing on a Monday night, a Sunday night, a Thursday night, especially against the opponents that will be playing on those nights, you know, that's a big deal.
Yeah, and Saturday night, it's a Christmas Eve, so
yeah.
Nothing would be better than a win over the Bengals and Santa Claus coming down the chimney, right?
Yeah, we just said that downstairs. We were laughing. We're going to have to exchange presents in the locker room before we head out for the game. No, just on that note, I think any time later in the year when you're playing around Christmas time and it's a home game, I think it's great for the fans. I know our players will be very excited for that game.
We've talked about the bye before with you. This one's smack dab in the middle of the season. You like it when it's either at the middle or later, don't you, as opposed to earlier in the first eight?
Right, Drew. I think when it comes in the middle, I think is a good time. You know, I believe the middle of the season is about the time when your players probably need a break, you know, from a health standpoint, from a mental standpoint. So I think anytime you see that bye coming in the middle of the season, that's a good thing.
Most of the NFL stadiums have been built in the last 25 years. You get to go to Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
That's a special experience, isn't it?
I've never been there. That's one stadium in the NFL that I have not been to. I've been to, I think, just about all of them except that one. We didn't play them on the road when I was in New England, and obviously here we haven't played them in the 2 years I've been here. So, you know, anytime you have a shot to go to Lambeau to play against the Green Bay Packers, a legendary franchise, Vince Lombardi, the history of the game, all the great players that have played there, it means a lot to your team. And I think that one of the things about playing a game like that, not only are you playing a great team coached by Mike McCarthy, Aaron Rodgers, their quarterback, you know, all the great players they have, but the history of the game involved in that particular football game means a lot to our guys.
A lot of NFL history there. A lot of really just global sport history in Azteca Stadium, playing there on Monday Night Football in Mexico City. The more you think about it, now you know what's before and what's after it game-wise. What are you thinking about the trip down south?
Well, that's a great opportunity for our team. You know, it is a business trip. It is a very, very important football game against a really tough opponent in the Oakland Raiders who are obviously making a lot of improvements to their team, just like every team's doing right now. So, number one is it's a big game. But I think for our organization, when you look at it, you've got a chance to go down there and really play a game in front of your Hispanic fans, which is such an important part of our fan base. You're playing a game, you know, what I call on sacred ground at Azteca Stadium. I think it's a great opportunity for the Houston Texans to show our product. It's a great opportunity for our players to go down there and play a really tough opponent on an international stage.
Going to be a lot of Texans fans down there.
Yeah.
And you've talked many times about the importance of playing at home and the importance of this crowd. What do you notice, and what have you noticed in the last year when it comes to the NRG Stadium faithful? I know you're focused on the game, but even they can jar you sometimes, right?
No question. I mean, this is a very, very passionate fan base. You know, when I go around the city during the offseason, go have dinner somewhere or go to my son's Little League game, you know, everybody's talking about the Texans. And I think that's what it's all about. You know, you're here to play good football in front of your fans. And what we – one of our things as coaches and players is we really want to give our fans a winning championship football team. And so when you have a fan base like that, that means a lot to your team.
Yeah, the stadium rocks on game day.
The stadium here, as I've said, you've heard me say this a bunch of times, I think this is the loudest, the best stadium in the NFL. It's very difficult for teams to come in here and play against us because of the crowd noise, and it's crowd noise throughout the game. And they show up early, they stay late, and that's really important.
Know the schedule. The draft's on the horizon, but off-season conditioning starts Monday.
Right.
How important is this to the 2016 season?
Yeah, very important. You know, we've got a lot of moving parts right now. We're in draft meetings on a daily basis with Rick Smith and his crew. And then our players, like you said, they report on Monday morning at 8 a.m. for our voluntary off-season
right.
program. It's a 9-week program, you know, so what we have to do is make sure that initially, individually, our players are getting better. And then as we progress towards the team part of it, which is the last 4 weeks, that now we're putting it together as far as getting ready for training camp. Do we have our schemes in that we need for training camp? Do our players understand their roles better than they did when they showed up here Monday, April 18th? So there's a lot of moving parts to it, but we're very excited about having the players back in the building. That's why we coach, you know, to be around the players.
Is that the most exciting part, getting to actually talk football with these guys?
Anytime, you know, in the NFL today where you don't have a lot of time to spend with your team in the offseason, anytime you have a chance to talk to your players about football, about what they've been doing during the offseason, it's very exciting for our coaches. That's why you coach, Drew. You know, you coach to have the relationship with the player and watch the player improve.